I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
Good evening and welcome, everyone, to tonight's Chalk Talk pregame show. As the Bloomington South Panthers host the Terre Haute North Patriots tonight on J.R. Holmes Court. As always, we want to thank our sponsors for our Chalk Talk programs. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer and give them a call at 812-334-1213. And always, J&S Locksmiths. Head on over to 508 West 17th to see Jimmy and his crew. J&S Locksmiths, a longtime proud sponsor of Monroe County Athletics. This is Terry Stultz, setting in for Joe Smith. All right, I'm here with South Coach J.R. Holmes. Prior to our game with Terre Haute North tonight at South, Coach, pretty good weekend. Two wins, your first Conference Indiana win over Southport 62-48, and then a blowout Saturday against Decatur Central 72-42. Let's talk a little Southport first. I know, you know, Kyle Simpson and you are friends. You've sat on your bench for both state championships. I know you don't like to play your former assistants, but that's a good win for you.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, like every other year, you know, when you have an eight-team conference and you play seven conference games, every other year four of them are away. So this is a year we have four road games and only three home games in the conference. So to be a player in the conference, to be able to be in that running when it gets down to February, you got to go on the road and steal one or two or all of them as you can and take care of your home games.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't, then, you know, you can always sometimes lose one and still win the conference. You know, we don't like to lose any, but that was a good start for us. With going up there, Kyle has a really tough schedule starting out with Ben Davis, Center Grove, and Jeffersonville. And so we didn't know what to expect from them. And I'll say this, they did play much better against us than they did on the tape and the time I scouted them live. So he's got to turn around. They're young, no seniors. Got a little size. A big kid hurt us a little bit in the middle. But we shot the ball. We handled the ball. I thought we defended them really pretty good, except for about a four-minute stretch in the second quarter. We got the big kid got loose from us for 6 or 7 points. And so I think it was a really quality win for us. You know, what your first really big road game first with something at stake.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great gym. You've won some huge games there. I love going up there to watch that. Sound like a pretty solid first half, and then maybe a little bit iffy in the third quarter and kind of let them back in. And then you guys kind of righted the ship and got the final margin of 14.
Yeah, we got up on them 15, and then we got a little lazy, made a couple bad passes that they turned into two layups and a five-point play. We missed a shot, and they hit three threes in a row. Next thing you know, it's a six-point game. So we called timeout, got reorganized a little bit, get their focus back on what we're doing, and we pulled away and hit Anthony hit a couple big threes against their presses. We got some guys wide open for shots, a couple layups. So it was like you said earlier, it's a good solid win for us.
Good road win with some young kids, still some kids out. So you turn around Saturday, and typically, I mean, Decatur Central used to be a game you play at the end of the year all the time. They've had some good shooters. You guys have had some good games. But 72-42, I didn't see that coming. You guys just erupted on Saturday night.
Well, a couple things. One, they got some really athletic players. Most of them are football players, strong, 6'1", running backs, cornerbacks, not a whole lot of size, shot the ball really well against us up there last year, and it was a struggle to get out of that game alive, physically and scoreboard-wise. So, historically, Decatur hasn't played very well here. They think coming from Decatur to Bloomington is like going overnight to New York City or something. You know, that's a long trip for those Indianapolis schools that they're used to traveling 15, 20 minutes game time
right.
And play. And so historically they haven't played very well here. And so we were hoping for that again because they're trying to drop us off our schedule. And obviously that made the 21st time in a row we'd beaten them.
Yeah.
So we've never lost to Decatur, so maybe it's a good time to get them off the schedule.
No, that might be right. And I'm sure after Saturday night they don't want on the schedule anymore.
Yeah.
Chased their leading score a little bit, which I know Coach Coyle's idea even surprised you a little bit, because you don't do much of that. It had to surprise them.
Well, it did, obviously, because they couldn't do anything against it. They didn't know what was going on. We haven't practiced it very much, very seldom. And so we hadn't talked about using that. So he said, let's try it here. So we went with it and then ended up sticking with it most of the rest of the game. And another guy, the guard who had left-handed shooter, was really, really burnt our JV team last year, was averaging 17 points a game for him, and didn't even get a shot the first half.
Yeah.
And then he made the last shot of the game there, a three-pointer. So we did. That was a really good job doing that and caught them completely off guard.
No, it did. And your defense is always solid. But then you throw a wrinkle like that, I'm sure it did. One thing that stuck out to me over the weekend is one young man that Anthony Leal has had his third straight really good ball game shooting. I even talked with his parents last week at our local Applebee's and said, you know, I don't like seeing him go into a little funk if he misses two shots. Now, the kid always rebound, and he played some defense, but it seems like if he wasn't hitting, he just stopped shooting. And I know you've urged him to shoot, and for three straight games now, the kid's come out and played well for you.
Yeah. He shot against New Albany, just didn't hit him.
Right.
He was 1-for-11. We know he's a shooter. You know, I had him last year come in the second half of the season, and through the summertime, his game really improved, and he's growing, and he's got he just a confidence for sophomores. You know, if a senior like that would miss five or six, that wouldn't bother him. He'd come back and keep shooting.
Right.
So he has to learn that if he's going to be a scorer, he's going to have nights things don't go in. So we try to encourage them to do something else. If you're not hitting shots, get a rebound, get a layup, get a free throw, get to the line, or just go play defense. You know, and
right.
So. But I think he let his shooting affect the way he played a little bit.
And that again, that's a young player, and he'll get over that. But, you know, between he's a perfect Robin to your Batman, Coyle. So I hope he continues to play well. We've been having conversations with Coach J.R. Holmes. We're going to take a quick 60-second break and be right back. You're listening to South High School Basketball on WGCL. Okay, we're back here with Coach J.R. Holmes. And one thing that I like, and you and I talked about this before the Edgewood game, was a couple of your juniors, your bigger guys, if any of them could play. And from the very get-go, I've been impressed with Adam Graham, and you've kind of got him in the lineup now. What have you seen from him? I mean, you're getting some good minutes from that kid.
Yeah, he's hit some shots, you know, against New Albany. He was our other scoring person. And I think he just has to continue to work to rebound and be able to score. And he can shoot 15-foot shots, and he straight up. And his confidence got a little better each game. I knew I was going to give Parker a couple games. I was going to give Graham a couple games. Well, it worked out. Got on a little bit of a road doing some things. So a lot of times I don't change much if things are going well to see which way that was going to go. But, you know, he can run the floor a little bit. He's got he just has to get a little stronger. He has to get caught into what we do defensively a little bit better. And, you know, there's just some games where Adam and Ryan can play more. And there are some games they can't play more just because of who you're playing. And Bedford was an example. You know, they had five basically guards.
So it
was hard for them to go out and chase on the perimeter. You know, and then even Decatur on Saturday, we went with a little bit small at different times. So, you know, you get caught sometimes if you're Ryan had a shot early. Now we're looking at some teams that played small in our last three games. And then Southport had a big kid. We give both of them a chance in there the first half, see which one could do it. And then Adam and the other junior, Will Stockton, came in and really played well for us.
You've got it covered with a smaller lineup, especially with Phillip about to be back, and hopefully Roland before too long getting him back. You can play small. What do you probably bring Phillip off the bench when he gets out there or to start with, or you think you'll throw him right out? You don't know.
I don't know. We practiced, you know, he got released on Tuesday.
Good.
To play. He was released last week to practice. Now he can play in the games, and we'll see how these two or three days go, you know. Biggest thing would be to try to get him back conditioning-wise a little bit, you know, more so than the playing part of it, because he's got experience. He's been, you know, he's been in 50 varsity games career and end up playing football and playing big-time games there for him through the semi-state and regionals. And so that part is not necessarily a problem. Just as I look at him this week, how much does he – because we've added a few new things. And so he has to show me that he can know those if I call him out, which he's a very smart kid, so he'll get that quickly. And so we'll see. It won't surprise me if I start him, but also I may bring him off the bench till we get to this Friday and next Tuesday with Bloomfield and see where he's at. And then if he's earned the right to be a starter again, which you would think he would because of his experience, but that doesn't always work out that way. So, but we'll find out.
Yeah, with him, as much experience as he's got, it really won't make any difference. But, you know, Bamba, Jaeger, hopefully, like I said, get Roland back here soon. You're starting to roll into that eight-man type, eight- or nine-guy rotation that you like to get to, it looks like.
Yeah. We've been starting the five guys that started the last three games. With Phillip back, six, and Connor Hickman's been playing extremely well, seven.
Yes, he has.
And then is it Will or is it Ryan? You know, which way you're going to go with that, with the situation. So a lot of that depends probably on matchup possibilities. If they got a 6-8 center, it's probably better. If they're not really spreading the floor and driving with their big guy, you know, if he camps inside, then obviously we can go with Ryan. If it's a perimeter-type player, we go with Will. So, but that is the hard part of basketball. When you get through the, I go, 6, 7, 8 games to get everything settled down, then somebody gets left out.
You may have
somebody gets left out.
Yeah, you may have a couple of extra guys to plug in this year, especially if the juniors all kind of come through and play for you. I mean, it sounds to me like a great problem that you've got.
Well, it's a good problem unless you're one of the guys that gets pushed out of the way.
No.
But if you're the parent of the player who gets pushed out of the way, it's not a great problem.
It's not a good problem there. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Terre Haute North. Again, another conference foe. You guys have had some good games with them in the past, and that's another team you really don't lose too much to. What do you see from them this year?
Well, they're very, 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 very well coached. Probably run their plays better than anybody we've played so far. Todd Wolfley, the head coach, is dad, and I'm fraternity brothers.
Oh.
So we go way back, and I was in Todd's wedding, or not his wedding, his dad's wedding.
Oh, my.
So, you know, I've known the family since 1960s. But he's well organized. They scout extremely well. They'll call our plays out before we run them. You know, they do such a good job of that. He's got six seniors. He plays out seven players. So he's a very experienced type team. Really only play about five and a half, six players is all he play. Two really good shooting three-point shooters in Hayes and Cooper. And then they have a point guard that's really athletic. And then they have two guys about the size of Garrett Hickman, lineman.
Yes,
they're both 6 foot three, both about 240.
Right.
Just big bodies, and they hang around the basket. And one of them's really athletic, and the Suggs kid been playing for 3 years. So they got five really pretty good players. They have a lot of experience, and they have no shyness about shooting a three.
Right.
At least in the games I scout, the one kid was 1 for 9. Cooper was 1 for 9 in the first half, and he started out the second half 4 for 5 from three. So it didn't bother me. He was 1 for 9. You know, he kept firing it. So, you know, that's a thing that you have to do with a team like that. It comes, you know, good at our place because usually a senior team on their home court is pretty hard to beat.
No, I would agree with that. he's normally a man-to-man coach. What did you see from them defensively in the game you saw?
Well, we've scouted them live twice and seen all every other game they have on tape.
Yeah.
We've watched every game. He's played 95% man-to-man.
Okay.
He did trap Bloomfield, and he trapped Mooresville, a little bit of 1-3-1 half-court trap. He has been known to play some 2-3. He came from the Jim Jones.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's assistant for him and runs a little flex cuts occasionally. And then, but he isolates his big Suggs kid on the block a lot and one-on-one. And then they just, if they play, they shoot it up there. Yeah. They played Ben Davis to 10 points. Ben Davis is number two in the state.
I saw that.
Last Saturday. So they're a really good team. They're a really competitive team. And so we'll have to be top-notch to get that, which is huge because it's a home conference game. And, you know, I always tell our kids, you can't lose home conference games and expect to win the conference. Because if you lose one, in my mind, you got to at least win two more away games to offset that one. And that sometimes is difficult on the road.
No, it's going to be. And they, I've seen them play before, not this year, and they always play you guys tough.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Coach J.R. Holmes. We're going to come back after a quick two-minute break and talk about the keys to the game. You're listening to South High School Basketball on WGCL. All right, we're back here, final with J.R. Holmes. Keys to the game brought to you by J&S Locksmith. All right, Coach, first of all, what do you want to do tonight? What do you want to do against Terre Haute North for your guys?
Win.
Well, I knew that part. Yeah, I knew that part.
We have to be very conscious of where Hayes and Cooper are. They'll shoot the threes regularly. And we have to see if we can find anybody that can keep Morris from penetration. And then, so I'm looking for our overall team defensive effort, which we've had a pretty good one. We've held every team we played below what they normally are averaging.
Yeah.
And a lot depends on how they play. Sometimes he gets a little cat and mouse and holds the ball, spreads you out, and they're spread offense and tries to get you to sucker into a backdoor play and so on. But you can stop that kind of stuff if you can get off to a good start and get the lead. They can't. They're not going to be able to do that. So I think that it's important for us to get off to a good start if we can, and then that helps through the course of the game what you can do. They still have to guard us. You know, and again, as we continue to try to get consistency, that's why I talked to Anthony and I talked to Chance. And, you know, a lot of people can score 20 points in a game. It's that person that can come back with 19, 21, 18. They don't go 23. You know, and last year we was up and down a little bit. So I'm looking, so far, the consistency has been good ever since the first game. Chance had 9, but he's averaged about 28 so since then. And then Anthony has his bad second game, and he's come back with 3 solid games. So confidence-wise, being at home, you know, I think that those are positives in our favor, but you still got to go out there at 8 o'clock and play. And I know that Todd will have his kids ready to play because it's, in their mind, it's a road conference game. If they can steal one on the road, then, you know, they're still right in the hunt with the conference. This is their first conference game.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so we'll have to see what goes on there.
Well, as always, and getting Phil King back will help. I know he's chomping at the bit to play, and that's just a very new, another experienced player that's been a starter for 2 years before this. So I look forward to it. Remember, folks, the JV game will be at 6:30. Push back a half hour. Varsity somewhere around 8 o'clock. So I want to thank Coach Holmes thanks for your time, and good luck as always. Other key games in the area tonight. North Cougars, it's their turn to go up to Southport and try to get not only a conference win, but their first win of the season. Edgewood will be at Indian Creek. And the Columbus Tilt is the North. Columbus North goes over to East, where the sectional will be this year. And another local game, Brown County at Cloverdale. Please stay with us as Mike Glasscott and I will be doing the game tonight from the Holmes Court. You've been listening to Bloomington South Basketball on WGCL.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Let's head courtside with Mike Glasscott and Terry Stultz.
The South Panthers of J.R. Holmes cemented their place inside the top 10 last weekend with a pair of victories, including a road win to open Conference Indiana play up in Southport on Saturday night. They returned right here to the J.R. Holmes court, shot the lights out, beat Decatur Central 72-42 to complete the perfect weekend. In the fixture last year with Terre Haute North, tonight's opponent, J.R. Holmes, picked up his 600th career victory at South as the Panthers broke open a close game late, winning 58-42. Those Patriots from Terre Haute North show up with a nucleus of seniors and juniors, plus a 3-2 record for their Conference Indiana opener. It's never easy to win on the road, and on the road against a top 10 team, so the Patriots will have their hands full tonight. From the J.R. Holmes court on the south side of Bloomington, good evening, basketball fans. Alongside my good friend Terry Stoltz and our producer Alex Lester, high atop One City Center. Good evening, I'm Mike Glascott, and welcome to Bloomington South Basketball on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com. Terry, as we sit here on the 15th day of December, it's all engines full for the South Panthers. Nothing really on their schedule that has jumped out or any results where you've seen, gee whiz, we didn't see that coming. New Albany was going to be a tough matchup, we knew that. And here they are, one conference win underneath the belt and a conference home game tonight against Terre Haute North. Good evening. How are you?
Mike, doing great, buddy. Hey, you know, a lot of times you're going to beat a lot of teams if you're shooting 64% from the two-ball range and 59 from three. As South
sizzle, sizzle, has, sizzle.
And they've been red hot. And that, you know, it started off the season that way, to be honest. It wasn't that they shot poorly in the loss to New Albany. That was a game of ebb and flows and runs by both teams. New Albany had the last run. They may play each other again down the road. We are certainly hoping so. Tonight they're going to run into a team that's played pretty well. Terre Haute North, they're 3-2, so you don't think too much of that, other than the fact that they played defending state champ Ben Davis tough last week. Had a lead at the half, but the second half, Ben Davis imposed their will, ran off quick 13, I believe you told me, and then the game stayed at a 10-12, and it ended up being a 13-point margin at the end. Their other loss was at Bedford North Lawrence in overtime, and I'm a little surprised at that, but because South handled Bedford so easily down there a couple of weeks ago, I don't look to that to make any bearing in this game tonight. This series over the last 21 games is South 11 wins, Terre Haute North 10. Now, the good part is most of those wins have came here on the South court. It seems like the home team seems to prevail. But they've got a solid squad with a bunch of experienced seniors. And I think we're going to have a great game tonight, Mike.
All conference games should be good ones. We know how difficult it is to win on the road. That's exactly what South did last weekend, as you and JR were talking about. Going up to Southport, that's a team that's played some big, big competition. But Bloomington South held their nerve, Terry, when they didn't play well there in the second half. They're on the road. They found the way to dig out of that. Their big lead was cut down just to 6 points. Who do you rely on that situation? You think, well, Chance Coyle is always going to be there, but it was Anthony Leal that really did the business for the purple and white last Friday night.
That's right, Glass. And Anthony's parents are friends of both of ours, and we think this kid's really going to be a good one. But the key to him and the key to South being a really good team this year is for him to continue to shoot the basketball. That is his strength. You've got to have the mindset of a defensive back in football. You get burned a couple of times, tough. I got a job to do. And he's got to come back and keep shooting. He's 6'5". He's grown a couple inches. He's a pretty good rebounder. Got good hops. So keep him humming along. Don't let him get down. It is hard to keep your confidence up if you're just a sophomore. But this is his second year on varsity. And pretty much his second year is starting. He's going to be fine. And you know the constant. You know you've got Chance Coyle right now averaging 21 a game. He may well do that all year, but he's a guy that's going to get you 20 points. He's going to get you 6 or 7 boards. He's going to play solid defense, as he gave Romeo Langford fits here in the second game of the season.
The second game of South's perfect weekend, as we alluded to in the opener there, They played Decatur Central here and beat them 72-42. South shot 12 of 20 from the three-point line, 27 of 43 from two.
It's amazing.
It was ridiculous. I was here as a civilian that night watching the game as my daughter was doing a little halftime presentation there, and it was your marquee box office players again. Anthony Leal opened with 11 in the first quarter there. Chance Coyle, he came out at halftime and busted it up for 12 points to open the third quarter, and Decatur Central couldn't throw it in the ocean because South defended well. They knocked down shots, and again, that's their recipe for success, Terry. When you see what they're shooting from the field, my goodness, 52 from three, 64 from two, a combined 59%, and if you're going to foul them, they're going to get to the line. They've knocked down 36 of 44, and Coyle has, what, 21 of 22 of those? So South shoots it well. They defend it well. That's going to be one of our, obviously, one of the keys tonight. When you're talking about Terre Haute North, they do have a senior and junior laden team, and it's mainly seniors with a junior or two sprinkled in. They don't really get deep. South can get a little bit deeper, and that'll be interesting to see how they use their bench tonight.
Yeah, it'll be. It will be. Terre Haute North's got a young man named Richard Suggs. He's 6'2". He looks like a middle linebacker down there. We're watching him shoot a little bit at halftime of the JV game. But he's a guy that, because essentially he plays the post, he's going to get out and run and try to beat his guy down the floor. Now, whether that's Adam Graham, whether that's Anthony Leal, you don't know. We're not sure who South's even going to start tonight, so we'll wait. We'll wait to see that. But the kid's averaging 19 points a game, and he's been a three-year varsity player. And they've got two guys that can shoot the three in Tate Cooper and Kamen Hayes. Hayes is the junior that plays a lot of ball, and he's averaging 8 a game, and Cooper's 12. They have another senior, Jovan Morris, who's averaging around 11 points a game. Again, 6'2", senior.
He'll be the point guard tonight.
Yeah,
he handles everything there, and Cooper and Hayes really play off of him. And as we're watching now, Cooper going around the arc trying to knock him down. He knocked down 5 threes in the BNL game, good for 19 points that night. Morris had 12 assists in that ball game, Terry, so it's obvious South's going to want to slow down that point guard play, make somebody else handle the ball, and make Terre Haute North a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the key. Watch the break tonight. Continue to play your solid defense, but you've got to beat Terre Haute North down the floor. Don't let them get a break started, and watch out for Hayes and Cooper on the perimeter.
The JV score, 49-38, Bloomington South victorious over Terre Haute North. That game was much, much closer than the final score. South hit some free throws down the stretch, which they needed to, and Terre Haute North went cold. South, that game was tight first three quarters before the purple and white finally pulled away there. When we come back, we will get you ready for South basketball. We'll meet the officials. We'll do our player spotlight and all that good stuff. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370, WGCL Bloomington.
Welcome back to the J.R. Holmes Court, Bloomington South High School on a Friday night, December 15th. Alongside Terry Stultz, I'm Mike Glasscott, and welcome to Monroe County High School Basketball on WGCL. As the Panthers take the floor here, three more minutes before we'll get things tipped off tonight. We'll have a presentation this evening as well, Terry, as Chance Coyle will be presented with a piece of memorabilia for scoring his 1,000th point. He had 38 of them against New Albany. That didn't hurt anything at all. And we'll talk a little bit more about Chance as the evening wears on. The final score of the JV game, as we told you, was 49-38. South beats Terre Haute North. And Terry, you've got some scorers from that victory.
I sure do, Glass. Leading the way for the Panther JVs with 13 points was James Bamba. 11 points for Connor Hickman, who will see some varsity action and only played the second half in the JV game for 11. And Jordan Meeks had 10 points. And, buddy, I tell you what, I like that kid. He's 6'5". I think he's going to be somebody that, not this year, but for the next 2 years after this, you're going to see him in the middle for the Panther varsity. And he looks like he's going to be a ball player.
We also saw Chris Thomas a little bit tonight, and that's a name that we haven't talked about.
Him
on this.
Too.
That we have not seen, and he had some significant time in the second half and some significant points as well. Let's meet tonight's officials, shall we? It's brought to you by Terry Stoltz and the gang at Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. They have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Count on Black Lumber. Damian Williams, Corey Furman, and Latrell Brown will be the three in charge tonight. And they will be refereeing this Conference Indiana battle. It's Terre Haute North's first conference game. South 1-0 in conference play after defeating Southport last Friday night up in Indianapolis. Time to take a look at our player spotlight, and it's brought to you by Brinegar Eye Care, providing eye examinations, medical testing, and contact lens services with personal attention. Let their family care for your family. Brinegar Eye Care, 4001 East 3rd Street. Terry Stoltz, who should we keep our eyes here on in the stadium on to tell everybody at home who's listening?
All right, well, for the Terre Haute North Patriots, I'm going to go with their leading guy, Richard Suggs. If Terre Haute expects to come into Bloomington and get a road conference win, it's going to be this guy, Glass, that leads the way. So I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Strong game from him might indicate an upset. And for South, I'm going to stay with their hot hand. I'm going to see if Anthony Leal can put up another good game. And I don't mean he has to score 20. I just mean take his shots when he gets them, rebound the ball, be consistent like he has been in the last three ball games. So let's go with Anthony Leal and Richard Suggs tonight.
I think Leal is an excellent call because, as we spoke about in the pregame, Chance Coyle is going to be Chance Coyle. We've already seen his worst game of the year in South won by 50 points against Edgewood opening night. And he is we don't know who that was, but we're not going to see that guy again. And right now, J.R. Holmes is going to present Chance with the ball, commemorating his 1,000 points here at Bloomington South. And, Terry, you've seen some unbelievable performances from the senior over the last couple of years. Take me down memory lane.
Well, I mean, when he was a freshman, he was the sixth man on a really good team. Then from his sophomore year on, he's been a starter.
And Bobby Buckets wants no part of that commemorative ball. He wants to tip it up and go.
That's right. No, I mean, and I tell you, the best
regional
games,
performances when he went toe-to-toe.
Yeah, he's had some good ones. Didn't have a great regional last year. The year before, him and Tucker Blackwell kept him in the game against New Albany. Of course, Tucker had 32 in that game. But, hey, here's the thing. The kid now is a senior, and I'll tell you what. When they played New Albany, he totally outplayed Romeo Langford. He outscored him. He guarded him majority of the time. But mainly, Glass, what he did was hit big shot after big shot on to make the first run and to hold off New Albany until finally they made their last run in the fourth quarter. Very well deserved for Chance Coyle with 1,000 points, and he's got a lot more to go. He's going to have an outstanding senior season.
Monroe County High School basketball is brought to you tonight by Urban Air Trampoline Park in Bloomington. It's the best location for your next birthday party and has daily fitness jumps, too. Come enjoy 35,000 square feet of affordable indoor fun for the whole family online, urbanairtrampolinepark.com/Bloomington. Let's meet the starters for Terre Haute North. No surprises in this one. Junior Kamen Hayes will be at one guard along with senior Tate Cooper. They're your three-point threats, Terry. We'll keep our eyes on them throughout the night. Jovan Morris will have the keys to the car. The 6'1" senior had 16 and 12 at Bedford North Lawrence, 18 points against Bloomfield, and 13 and 5 against Ben Davis. He's been very, very consistent. He had 6 in this matchup last year. Up front is Richard Suggs. He's 6'2". He's the player Terry's told us to watch. He was the Star Tribune from Terre Haute's player last week. He had a career-high 25 against Avon in the second of their doubleheader. Their doubleheader last weekend was top 5 Ben Davis and Avon. How about that for a weekend? Well, Terre Haute North's weekend doesn't get any easier this week.
Oh, man.
After leaving the south side tonight, they will head to Evansville Wrights. They're playing at Bossy tomorrow for a 12:30 tip-off, and I don't know what the time differential is down there. So
it's an hour.
Nothing to look past.
I would drive to Terre Haute or to Evansville tonight and stay all night somewhere.
They just might do that.
Oh, man.
And the fifth starter for the Patriots is 6'2" Danny Ziegler. Denny Ziegler. He's grabbed 9 boards twice this season. He averages 5 points and 7 rebounds and shoots 60% from the field. Anthony Leal and Tate Cooper will jump it up. The Panthers all in white. No surprise there. Terre Haute North, navy blue with red numbers. The Panthers attacking left to right on your radio dial. 8 minutes on the clock. The ball's in the air, and Anthony Leal wins the tip for Noah Jaeger. He'll bring it across the timeline. Coyle on the back cut. Coyle with a layup. 2-0 Bloomington South.
Excellent play, Noah Jaeger. Beautiful back cut by Chance Coyle for the first two. The regular starting lineup for the Panthers, Bamba, Leal, Coyle,
and Adam Graham,
and Jaeger.
Cross-court pass here in the corner to Cooper. Cooper inside to Suggs. The big fella turns on Graham inside, pushes through, and draws a foul. That's not a surprise, Terry. That's where they're going to attack all night. Adam Graham picks up his first.
Yeah, and they are going to go right at him. He's going to be a little bit stronger than Adam. Adam's going to obviously be a lot taller. We'll see how he fares the rest of the night.
Two for Suggs. Averages 19. Flies the first one back iron. No good. Career high 25 his last time out. He also had 24 against BNL. Terry, all five games, all double figures, playing like a senior should.
Yeah, he is. He's a leader. He's the guy they're going to go to. And he, as he sinks his second one, and like I said, if they expect to stay in this game, he's got to give them something down low, and then we'll see what Kamen Hayes and Cooper do outside.
Fade away, Jaeger off the rim and in. Jaeger is now 9 of 13 from the field this season, and the South Panthers lead 4-1, 52 seconds into our game here on a Friday night. Man-to-man defense for South. North patiently running their offense, and Hayes traveled. That's the first turnover of the game, and the first for, obviously, Terre Haute North.
I like Chris Bamba on Jovan Morris right now. I think he's, if they can stay out of foul trouble with him, I think he's an excellent defender. Some of that football comes out in him every now and again, and he's been in foul trouble in both of our broadcast games.
4-1 your score. Chance Coyle and Noah Jaeger for South. One free throw for the Patriots from their leading scorer, Richard Suggs. South in the front court. Jaeger top of the key, picks up his dribble right side to Chris Bamba. One dribble to the baseline, swings it around the perimeter. South not looking to penetrate. Now they do, kick it inside to Bamba at the key. Outside, two Chance Coyle for three on the way, and it's good. Coyle's fifth point, 7-1, Bloomington South.
Terre Haute North was in like a 1-3-1 matchup zone. They would double if the ball went in the corners. That's a little bit of a surprise. You heard JR say they're 95% man.
And now we'll see Morris, left side dribble, pull up three-pointer. Doesn't take a lot, doesn't make a lot. That's short. Anthony Leal picks up the spare change, 2-on-1. Finds Jaeger, lays it up and in. 9-1 South. Jaeger and Coyle have all the points and an 8-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Great fast break by Leal. Two dribbles glass. He was over the half-court line, found Jaeger. Beautiful fast break for the Panthers.
Chance Coyle commits the foul, 25 feet away from the basket, side out, Terre Haute North.
Dumb foul. He wasn't going to do anything out there.
Again, trying to be aggressive.
Yeah.
There's good
yeah.
ways to do it, but foul trouble is not what they need in that spot. Inbounds to Suggs. He catches it at the top of the key, one dribble left side. Here comes Hayes. Jaeger's on him. Terre Haute North is in no hurry. They're going to work their sets, down 9-1. Suggs top of the key to Ziegler. Ziegler to Suggs, one-on-one with Bamba. Spins into trouble. Leal helps, and he traveled. He sure did.
Yep.
Second turnover of the night for Terre Haute North, and South leads 9-1.
Chance Coyle's lucky glass. He didn't get a call on that reach there when he did his spin, and he did travel. They could have easily called Chance for his second one right there. Good thing for South that they didn't.
Senior has to know a little bit better in that tough spot. Coyle inside, throws it away off Chris Bamba. That's South's first turnover. 5:28 to go, 9-1 Panthers. Each team kind of feeling their way through it. Terre Haute North, Terry, even though they're down, they're not in a hurry. I like that.
No,
that's what a lot of
no.
seniors and juniors do.
Yeah, they're patient. They know they can stick in this game. And South hasn't missed a shot yet, so that won't continue.
Suggs for three, air ball. Rebound, Coyle. Coyle's going to lead the break, pushes hard, finds Graham on the right wing, lays it up and in. Adam Graham for Chance Coyle, and that's it. Timeout, Terre Haute North. We'll take a 30-second timeout. The Panthers lead 11-1. You're listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com. IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center are proud sponsors of Monroe County Basketball and WGCL. Let the professionals help make athletes better, stronger, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. Terre Haute North trails 11-1, 5 minutes to go in quarter number one. They're with the ball in their front court. Cooper on the right wing, looks inside, finds Ziegler, cross-court pass to Morris. His three from the corner on the way, short. Morris fights in for the rebound. Cooper gets it. Here comes Suggs for a layup underneath, passes instead to Ziegler, and Terre Haute kicks it out. South's defense did a great job recovering there. Suggs, the big boy, left-hand scoop, up and in. Suggs has his third point, and that's the third point of the night for Terre Haute North, 11-3 South, 4:32 to go, quarter number one.
Beautiful move by Suggs. Old-style pivot move, Glass.
Chris Bamba, 4-2. He saw the lane part, took advantage of it, laid it in for an easy one, 13-3, Panthers.
South still has not missed a shot, folks, of any kind.
Hard to trail when you do that. Here's Kamen Hayes, baseline cut off by Jaeger. Suggs says no thanks, goes opposite, finds Morris. Morris dribbles in, kicks for Cooper for three, that's off, and rebounded by Jaeger. Jaeger into the front court, left-hand dribble, keeps his dribble. Swings it back to Bamba, across the top to Leal. Pump fakes twice, and Jaeger brings it out. Listens to Coach Holmes' instructions. 13-3, just under 4 minutes to go in quarter one. Coyle, one dribble, off to his right hand. Almost broke the backboard in three places. And then a run out for Suggs. Great block by Coyle at the other end. Suggs had a shot rejected as Coyle took his frustrations out on the ball. South
wow.
into their front court is a great individual play after a terrible shot by Coyle. Welcome back to the J.R. Holmes Court, Bloomington South High School. At the end of the first quarter, you didn't miss much, folks. Philip King had a tip-in at the buzzer, and the South Panthers lead 17-6. Advanced Auto Care, see Andy, the Jasper remanufactured engines or transmission installation experts at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Call 812-330-1620. Terry, for a while there, the purple and white didn't miss a shot.
They hit their first eight before they finally missed one, 17-6. 2-for-10 from the field for Terre Haute North. That says it all. Panthers 8-for-12 for 75%.
And a foul here to get second quarter action underway. It's Noah Jaeger. It's his first. Third team foul for the purple and white. Side out Terre Haute North at half court. Terre Haute North going right to left on your internet or radio dial in their road blues red numbers. South and all white purple numbers here at home. 7:45 to go. Quarter number two, 17-6 Panthers. Pull-up jumper by Hayes. He's trying to feel it. He's trying to get something started. He hit the three to move it from three to six. Not many to keep track of here in the first half. Coyle the right corner. Popped out. Will Stockman is into the game. Coyle top of the key. Looks to Leal in the post. Leal in the post has Morris. He boxed him into the way. Ball is rotated great. Great ball movement here by South Terry. Jaeger, now Leal. Top of the key. Swings it. King. Jaeger. Jaeger will reset. 7-10, second quarter, 17-6 South. And it's 24-8, Bloomington South. That's Leal's fifth point of the night. The lead is 16. That is their biggest on the night. Alongside Terry Stoltz, I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you for being with us at the J.R. Holmes Court. 4:50 to go in quarter number two. Panthers lead 24-8. And Terry, it's been hot shooting. We talked about that in the pregame. Panthers are going to shoot the lights out. You've got to keep up with them.
Yeah, 44, a long one for Ziegler.
Shelby Sykes.
For Sykes.
No good. And here comes a foul on the floor. Into the game is 12 Connor Hickman. He found Leal, and Leal was held driving to the basket. Stubbs picks up the foul. That's his first.
It's just a second foul on Terre Haute North.
Well, they haven't stopped anybody by fouling them or guarding them, so that's interesting on that. Coyle side out, finds Leal, give and go. Coyle has it at the top of the key. Asks for a screen, gets one from Stockman. Swings to Leal, right-hand dribble. Now finds Hickman, left side. Hickman played two quarters in the junior varsity game, and here he is in quarter number two of the varsity game. The Panthers have been patient all night, Terry. They're running their offense, trying to find good looks. Here's Coyle from 20 feet, decides to pass on it and get a better look. Leal, top of the key, travel.
Yeah, good call.
Turnover number three on the night for the purple and white, unless you have more.
No.
Well, I got to check with you.
Three's good. Both teams with three, to be honest.
That's what I have.
Okay.
3:56, quarter number two, 24-8, purple and white. I've been to this is my third game this year for Bloomington South. The first game I was at was Edgewood. And the poor Mustangs that night were down, what, 50-11 at halftime?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I was here on Saturday night as Suggs rolls on Bamba for two. Suggs is a leading scorer. He has five. He averages 19, so the Panthers have done a nice job keeping him quiet. 24-10, 3:20, quarter number one.
And Panthers, have came after going 8-for-12 in the first quarter glass, they're 3-for-3 from the field in this quarter. And a turnover is the only mistake they've made so far in this quarter.
Easy math. Gets us where we need to go. And the lead has been as big as 16. Boom. A three. Will Stockman, he knocks down a three. And everybody's getting into the act.
Wow. And he's a Will's a capable shooter, but, you know, he's not gotten a lot of time this year. And when he does, he's not even looked to shoot. Good for him. Take your shots when you can get them. Turnover. Interception by Lee.
4-on-1. Coyle reverse layup. He scores. Coyle has 9, and the lead is 19, 29-10. The South Panthers are doing anything they want on the offensive side of the ball.
I'm going to say it again. I'm shocked that this has been this easy. But when you don't, like you said, when you don't miss a shot, you know, everything else is going great. The Panther D is always solid.
Oh. And when it rains, it pours. That's an illegal screen. Skylar Sykes picks up the foul. Or Shelby Sykes, excuse me. Shelby Sykes. I don't know why I wrote down Skylar somewhere. Your daughter's name is Shelby.
That's
I should
right.
remember that.
I keep staring over our electronical equipment to make sure that you guys can still hear us.
We'll figure it out one way or the other.
My.
Here's
right.
your lineup on the court for South. It's Connor Hickman, Phillip King, Adam Graham, Chris Bamba, and Noah Jaeger. Here's King at the top of the key, obviously wearing a pad on his knee that's given him some issue and saw him miss the first five games. Bamba, his football teammate, swings it to Jaeger, the sophomore in the corner to Graham. Again, South just probing throughout the perimeter, Terry. There's nothing for them to be in a hurry about with a 19-point lead.
And Terre Haute North's back in that little zone, that matchup. Oh, and an interception by Jovan Morris.
Bamba's turnover there. Morris with the great steal. He read it. Here's Kamen Hayes in the corner for Tate Cooper, finally. Cooper gets on the board for three.
Well, and that's a guy, Glass, that South does not want to get hot because he's a little instant offense.
Made five of them against BNL, had 19 in that game, and has no problem shooting him. He's shooting 38% on the year from three-point land. So we'll keep an eye on him. 15-39 before tonight's game, and Kamen Hayes gets called on a nickel-dimer there for Terre Haute North. That's just foul number four for the visitors. 29-13, 76 seconds to go in half number one.
Quick half.
Very quick half, especially when you have you're in and out of programming.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Hickman goes out. He's replaced by Coyle. South ball underneath their own basket. Chris Bamba to inbounds. 1:16 left to go in the first half. Bamba in the corner, out front to Jaeger. Back cut for Bamba. Here's Phillip King driving in the lane. Adam Graham from 12 feet on the baseline. Swish. His fourth point, 31-13. The lead is 18 for the Panthers.
Good penetration. Nice kick out pass by Phil King. If he can get his wind back, Glass, he's had a good start coming back in.
Kamen Hayes buries a three. That's his second of the game. He has 6 points. And the lead is down to 15 for South.
And the two guys that South doesn't want to hit have both hit threes in the last two possessions.
And if those guys weren't hitting, the bus could be started
up. They could warm it, baby.
35 seconds left to go in half number one. J.R. Holmes is going to call timeout and set up a play to take us into halftime. 33.1 if you're exact. It's been a very efficient night for the Panthers. And Brinegar Eye Care, they provide eye examinations, medical testing, contact lens services with personal attention. Let their family care for your family. Brinegar Eye Care, 4001 East 3rd Street, proud supporters of South Panther basketball. Terry Stoltz is sitting right next to me. Black Lumber's just right up the street. They have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Count on Black Lumber. Well, your halftime field goal percentages won't take very long tonight.
No, they sure won't. and neither will counting rebounds for Terre Haute North. So
That's a good thing and a
bad
thing.
It is.
South will have the ball, 33.6. Phillip King to inbounds his side of half court into Bamba. 1-3-1, little half court trap here. I bet they weren't running a play for that. We'll see what the South Panthers do. 24 and counting. Jaeger has it, far side. Into Bamba, out to Jaeger. On the big B is Phillip King. Almost to the halfway line is Jaeger. 13, 12, 11. Coyle, top of the key to Phillip King, 30 feet away. Leal, right wing, is double team.
Oh,
underneath
nice.
For Coyle, easy layup, a great pass from Anthony Leal with 3 seconds left. Terre Haute North will calmly dribble it out. They don't even try to get anything going. As Chance Coyle picked up his 11th point, the great pass from Leal in the trap, and you're half over. The Bloomington South Panthers 33, the Terre Haute North Patriots 16. We'll take a 60-second timeout, and when we come back, Terry Stoltz will have all of your stats. We'll have the highlights and the runs and everything else that's going along with it. 33-16 is your halftime score. The South Panthers lead the Terre Haute North Patriots. You're listening to Bloomington South Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Welcome back to our halftime show. It's presented tonight by J&S Locksmith, a proud supporter of high school athletics. Stop out to see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street, right here in Bloomington. The halftime score, the South Panthers 33, the Terre Haute North Patriots 16. I'd love to sit here and tell you that's it was closer than that. It hasn't been, and those are the facts. South got off to a first basket of the game. Terre Haute made one of two free throws through their leading scorer, Richard Suggs, and then South rattled off 15. They closed the first quarter on a 15-5 run. They had the lead as big as 12 at 15-3 at the end of one. It was 17-6. South shot it pretty well in the first quarter. Terry will have all those numbers for you. It was a 9-0 run to take the lead from 2-1 to 11-1 as the Panthers, again, share the basketball. They don't hurry. They don't have many turnovers. They just have four in the first half, two in each quarter. So nothing to get out of realm. The Patriots, on the other hand, don't shoot it that well, and you saw some of their problems. They couldn't find any mismatches inside with their small bigs and didn't try a whole lot to go through Suggs. South had enough beef in the lane to take care of it. They relied on perimeter jumpers and didn't really hit any till quarter number two. In quarter number two, the Panthers led by as many as 19 at 29-10. That's their biggest lead of the game. They also led by 17, 18, 16, and 15. That's how you get to a 19-point lead, and that's the point. This game has not been close. It's been some long-distance shooting by the two guys from Terre Haute North that we thought would be the long-distance shooters. So that's the only thing that Terre Haute's done tonight that we thought would be normal. It's been great to see Phillip King back in action. He is back after missing 5 games with a football injury that's finally healed up there. And contributions from everybody who has played in the first half has hit the scoreboard for Bloomington South. If you want balance, you know, some nights it's great to rely on Anthony Leal and Chance Coyle, and then there's some nights where you like to spread it around. Nothing in this offense has been forced.
No.
Everybody that's played has done their job and been rewarded for doing so.
No, absolutely.
The halftime show, it's brought to us by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer. Call 334-1213. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and when we come back, Terry Stoltz will recap our first half stats, and we'll get you ready for half number two. 33-16 is your score. You're listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Welcome back to the J.R. Holmes Court. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Thank you for being with us tonight. If you're wearing the purple and white, which most of you are, It's been a comfortable first half. 33-16, the Panthers led 29-10 before a couple of late three-pointers by Terre Haute North gave them some hope. They trail by 17, and it's been very, very easy for those Panthers tonight. Our halftime show is brought to you by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Online, kellerheating.com. Terry Stoltz, take it away with our first half stats.
All right, you got it, Glass. First, a couple of scores. At the end of the third, courtesy of Jeremy Price at the Herald Times, Indian Creek is up 4, 41-37 against Edgewood. Good ball game up there. At the end of the third, I can't say quite as well for the North Cougars. Southport's up 59-36, and Southport is 25 of 39 from the field. They're pulling a Bloomington South up there.
Sounds very familiar. And the shooting percentages here. Why is your cell phone steaming? Is that the calculator app from
That's it. All right.
And the Panthers deserve it. They've moved the ball, shared the ball. And listen to this percentages, Terry. Take it away.
South did not miss a shot in the second quarter, finishing 7 for 7. For the first half, they are 15 of 19 for a
Scorching,
sizzling, on fuego, 789. So 79% from the field. 3 for 5 from three ball range. So they've not been standing out there pumping in the threes, but they're getting good shots.
Only 60% from
That's
three.
That's only 60%.
The fire marshal can go home. It's
That's
only
right.
60%.
Leading the way for South is Chance Coyle with 11. He's 5 of 7 from the field. He's got three rebounds, 1 of 3 from the three ball range. 6 points for Noah Jager, who's had it. And I've got him for three rebounds. He's had a great half. He hadn't missed a shot. 5 points for Anthony Leal. He's 2 for 3 from the field, got a rebound.
Great pass and to close the half. He's trapped in the 1-3-1,
yes,
exactly where they want to trap him, just outside the corner. Coyle flashes to the bucket with 2 seconds left. Leal sees him. Coyle makes the easy bunny. That's how he had his 11th point, and that's how we got to halftime at 33-16.
That's right.
What are the Terre Haute North Patriots trying to do to stay in this game besides survive?
Well, right now they still they're 6 of 20 from the field. That's 30%. 3 of 10 from three-ball range. Right now the thing they need to do to survive is to have South start missing a few shots. And I'm not going to say Terre Haute's playing bad defense, but South's just been very patient, as you've alluded to,
falling asleep,
taking
at
their
the wheel.
Time, and they just make the right pass at the right time. Finishing up for South, Adam Graham has 4, 3 for Will Stockman off the bench, and 2 apiece for Phil King and Chris Bamba. Connor Hickman did not score, but he got a rebound as soon as he got in.
He was the only player that played in the first half that didn't score, so I was erroneous. I thought everybody had scored. Not the case. But as we subtract the three-point field goals from the halftime shooting numbers, they're 12 of 14 from the field.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe Terre Haute North should leave them open at the three-point line, because you know my theory. It's a lot easier to make layups than it is three-pointers. But we talked about this in the first part of our game tonight. Well, South shoots at 52% from three.
Yeah.
And now their 64% field goal shooting from two is going way up. Through the roof. So that's why they are good for their money tonight. Their box office player, Chance Coyle, was honored before the game started. He got a special commemorative ball for his 1,000th point. He leads the night with 11 there. For Terre Haute, Terry, the scoring is few and far between. They only had 6 points in quarter number one. They rallied in quarter number two for 10. But the bad news was, South still outscored him 16-10.
Yeah, Kamen Hayes was 6 on a couple of threes. 5 points for leading scorer Richard Suggs. 3 points for Tate Cooper, another three. He's one of their other three shooters. 2 for Jovan Morris. And no points for Danny Ziegler. Shelby Sykes both played but did not score. Right now, if I'm Terre Haute, I think I might just come out and try to pick up South full court a little bit. You want to change them up. But as soon as I say that, I go, they're only going to play 6 players. They're going to be tired before long. So what Todd Wolfel's going to do is, I don't know, but he's keeping them on the bench a long time. I'm sure the officials are about ready to come and get him. This is a better team than this is indicating. Once again, you're just getting hit by South as on a roll at home. and no, there's nothing else you can say about it.
And South always shoots well in this gym. We talked about that this morning on our preview on the Glass in the Morning radio program. And we talked about what Terre Haute North had to do. They had to get South uncomfortable and had to make some shots. And they had one more attempt than South.
Yeah.
South is not didn't need 34 shots to get 33 points.
No.
They did it on 19. Terre Haute had 20 shots. So it's not an uneven game.
No.
And it's starting here in half number two.
It's a clean game. There's only four turnovers by each team at half. There's not many foul shots taken. That's why it took less than a half hour to play the first half.
Starters back in it for South. They have the ball going right to left on your internet and radio dial. Coyle, 19-footer inside the arc, is good. His 13th point of the night. And, Terry, they haven't missed to start the third quarter.
16 out of 20. That's an even 80% so far.
35-16. Here we go in half number two. It matches the biggest lead of the night at 19 points. Inside,
nice.
There's the big fella, Suggs. He gets his seventh point. Right place at the right time, 35-18. The lead is 17.
And that's the type of ball that Terre Haute North plays, unfortunately. You know, they're 16 points behind at half. It makes it hard to be that patient.
South into the front court. Here's Coyle at the top of the key, waits for Jaeger to set up the offense. He dribbles right side. They're going to weave with Leal and now Coyle. Again, patient from South. They don't need to go anywhere. Bobby Bucket steps in, steps back. His jumper is no good, but knocked away. Chris Bamba keeps it alive. Coyle picks it up. Leal, a 23-footer, is no. And the rebound is off to Jamon Morris for Terre Haute North. North into the front court, trying to push the pace. Morris all the way in, lays up a teardrop, no good. Coyle with the rebound, and here comes South the other direction. 35-18, 6:40 to go. Jaeger in the corner to Bamba. He squares up Suggs, comes to the top of the key to Leal. Leal has Cooper on him. Here's Coyle for three. In and out and unlucky. Great rebound for Leal, and it's a jump ball. That will be Terre Haute North ball. That ball did everything but go down. It looked at the rim. It went 720 degrees around it. Yes, that's twice, right? Is my math any good?
I knew what you meant.
It did everything.
I'm sure our listeners knew. That went everything but go in.
And Coyle had a good look in the corner. Leal did a nice job.
And I
finding
Jovan Morris had a great look at a layup down there and just threw it up, threw the teardrop up too hard.
Blocking foul on Noah Jaeger, his second. The sophomore point guard tried to cut off Hayes as he drove baseline. He was just a little late. North ball underneath their own basket, down 17. Quick inbounds play to Suggs. Suggs finds Ziegler. Hayes drives in. Too much passing and a turnover. The fifth of the game for North.
Beautiful.
South on the break. Jaeger misses the layup. Graham does the dirty work to get the rebound. And South will reset through Coyle. Coyle has Suggs on him. This is a matchup that favors Coyle. And he's going to run the offense because South doesn't need to be greedy up 17, 5:53.
Great pass by Chris Bamba to Noah Jaeger. But Noah was just going so hard, he could not lay the ball easy enough off the board left-handed. Luckily.
I'm just as bad at physics as I am at math.
Hey, Adam Graham was there to take the carom, as Joe would say.
And Graham doing a great job doing the dirty work. Jovan Morris will pick up a foul. That's his first of the night. Second of the half, or first of the half for Terre Haute North. As Leal was cutting, Morris was beat. It was a smart foul because it's a layup if he doesn't foul.
No, yeah, you've called that correctly.
Coyle underneath, finds Bamba on the wing. Top of the key to Coyle. Leal from 22 feet, swish.
Anthony
Nothing but
Leal.
Net for Anthony Leal. That's his second three-pointer, his eighth point, and the lead grows to 20, the biggest of the night. Hayes into the lane, trying to make something happen. Gets it knocked away. Steal Jaeger, picked up by Coyle. Jaeger into the front court, pushes, finds Coyle, top of the key. Three, rainbow, swish.
Got it.
I'm running out of pen and room here for Chance Coyle.
Todd Wolfel's running out of patience.
18, and Todd Wolfel's going to be out of timeouts before he knows it as well. 5:01 to go, quarter number three. The South Panthers lead 41-18. Shop Bloomington Hardware. They're at the corner of College Mall Road and Covenanter Drive. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8-8, Sunday, 10-6. Your local True Value. Start right, start here. Thank you, Bloomington Hardware. Terry, when it rains, it rains. And the shots that Bloomington South has missed this quarter include a layup.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, isn't
and,
it?
And what, two three-pointers?
Two three-pointers, one by Coyle, one by Leal, and a layup by a literally flying down the floor, Noah Jaeger. It's one of those where you're running so fast, and then you go, I got to lay this up easy. But he didn't.
Your body won't stop.
Yeah, your body won't stop.
That's where you need to throw it off, as high of the glass as possible. But when you're a sophomore, sometimes you're not thinking too much about that.
Yeah, South's going ice cold. They're only 3-7 in the third quarter.
And, again, I'm going to bang this drum until I see something differently. 82 points against Edgewood, 72 points against Decatur Central. And tonight, 41 with 5 to go in the third quarter, up 23, 41-18. As Terre Haute North, we'll see what they do out of the timeout. It's man-to-man from South. They don't have to do anything different. Jovan Morris hucks up a three. I doubt that's what Coach Wolfel had on his sheet. He misses. Coyle runs a break. Too much mustard on the pass. It's a turnover as Chris Bamba couldn't handle it. Turnover number 5 for the night, first of the quarter for the Panthers. Hayes into the front court, finds Morris. Suggs is catching the ball 30 feet away from the basket. The Panthers will like to see that. Terre Haute North goes into Suggs in the post. He hooks Graham. It's an offensive foul, but he's going to say it stays here on Graham. Second on Graham.
The chicken wing. They missed it.
We're in the top row. Let's put it that way.
Well, we can see it.
We saw it as clear as day. The refereeing has not been an issue tonight, and it won't be.
Well, that's Bamba's first foul. Oh, that's good.
That was on Bamba, not
Graham? Yeah, they did.
So they got the reach, not the chicken.
Yes.
Okay. Not the chicken wing victim, as we'll call it.
The victim, that's right.
The North Patriots, 41-18 trail by 23. It's the biggest lead of the game for South. They're looking for anything. Tate Scott penetrates, finds Suggs, spins. He's got a nice left hand, missed it. Leal rebounds. 4-on-3, comes South the other way. Coyle behind the back to Leal. Out to Bamba. Bamba top of the key to Jagger. It's 1-on-1 with Adam Graham. He waits for Coyle, and the South Panthers don't have anything, so they'll post Graham. Graham giving Suggs some of his own medicine. His right-hand half hook is short. And Tate Cooper has the rebound, and Terre Haute North looking for something. Into the post goes Suggs. He gets 19 a game. He's got an array of moves. And they're going to try a three for Hayes. Kamen Hayes' shot is off. Adam Graham grabs a rebound, and Terre Haute North can't buy a bucket. Anthony Leal drives on Cooper. Right hand, no. Rebound Graham, yes. Adam Graham is 6 point. He does the little things, Terry, and you see why J.R. Holmes likes him.
No, definitely, he sure did. And Richard Suggs down there made a nice reverse pivot, had a layup and threw it out for a three, almost a steal by Leal.
Offensive foul on Tate Cooper. Leal had it.
Yeah.
Cooper took it from him, and in doing so, knocked the sophomore to the ground. Line change here for J.R. You're going to see Ryan Parker, Phillip King, and Connor Hickman into the game. Bamba, Graham, and Jagger have a seat. Hickman to inbounds in the backcourt, 43-18, the biggest lead of the night. 25 points. It sounds weird to say that, but South is absolutely putting on a clinic offensively.
Oh, nice.
Give and go. Phillip King lays it in. His fourth point, that's too easy, Terry, because that's not something complex. That's an effort play.
No, it is. Terre Haute North's given up, Glass. I mean, they're down 27, and that was just awful.
Suggs goes in. Shot is blocked. No call. And here come the Panthers. Hickman all the way to the bucket. Reverse right hand. Scores. That's a timeout for Terre Haute North. The coach is as red as the jerseys. The numbers on the jerseys.
Wow.
47-18. I'm not sure Morris wants to go back in the game. He yelled at him 2 or 3 times to get back in.
Not sure I would either.
The lead is 29. In the corner is Cooper for three. It's almost an air ball. Way off, and Phillip King has it for North. Finds Hickman. Hickman drives, places it into Leal. His left-hand layup is no good. Parker's rebound is put back and long, and Parker gets a foul for climbing on Terre Haute North.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a sandwich. You can handle the rest of this.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
It's 47-18, folks. It was 50-11 at halftime the last time you and I did a game in this gym.
Yeah.
South team is efficient. I don't know how else to say it any plainer than that or any clearer than that.
No.
They've had a couple misses. Anthony Leal's missed a layup this half. They've also had Jagger miss a layup this half. And they've missed 2 threes. That's it.
No, they're – one turnover in this quarter, but only 2 for Terre Haute North. I mean, this is just
a clinic. It's an absolute
clinic. Clinic is the perfect word.
No turnover there. Suggs catches it, is fouled. He'll shoot two. Parker picks up his second foul. That's two in 20 seconds for the 6'6 junior. Suggs will go to the line. He's been there twice tonight. He's one of two. He has 7 points. He has seven of the 18. Kamen Hayes has six. Tate Cooper has three, and Jovan Morris has two. Not hard to keep the box for Terre Haute North tonight.
No, it's not.
Suggs flies it, and just like his first one, back iron and long. Suggs coming off his career high 25. He had that against Avon in the second game of a doubleheader last weekend. He makes his second of two and has eight tonight. The lead is now 28. Into the front court of South. Coyle off a high screen and roll from Parker. Finds Leal on the trail. He drives, jump step into the lane. Left-hand layup. Beautiful from Leal. I have Leal with 10. How does that sound?
You're right on it. And if Leal can put the ball on the ground and add that to his game as a nice floater by Jovan, no good.
Rebound Coyle. Two on three. Leal in the corner. Step back three. That's off. Rebound backside. King into Parker. Great pass all in one motion. Ryan Parker picks up his first two. Phillip King's assist was excellent. He saw the play before it happened, and that's what seniors do. Here's Hayes driving the other side off the glass and in. Kamen Hayes came to play tonight. He has eight.
He's the only one that came to play. I'm not going to say Richard Suggs is not playing hard, but South's not letting him do anything. He can't even get the ball.
Kamen Hayes had 11 last year. He has eight tonight. South winners last year in Terre Haute North. J.R. Holmes' 600th win. Here's Anthony Leal on the left wing. Top of the key to Coyle. His three ball on the way.
Wow.
Nothing but net. I'll let you add up Coyle's. There's too many twos and threes on my book to see what that is.
He's got 19 now. He's not going to be playing in the fourth quarter, I would say.
54-21. The lead is 33 points. And South has been efficient and ruthless all at the same time.
Man.
That's an offensive foul on Suggs. He's getting frustrated. Parker draws it. Suggs picks it up. That's his second. Time to get the rosters out, Terry, because we'll be seeing some unfamiliar faces here in quarter number four. The substitutions continue for South. The starting guards are back in. Jaeger and Bamba are in. Coyle gets a seat, and so does Leal. No game for South until middle of next week. They're on the road, and I looked at it earlier, and I can't remember who they're going to play.
Well, they have a tournament here.
Next weekend, but they're going to get a game in Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Is
it Bloomfield?
It's Tuesday at
or Owen Valley?
It's Bloomfield.
Bloomfield, okay. Terre Haute North beat Bloomfield 59-49 or 49-39, 59-49. Off balance, Phillip King's shot is no good. Parker chases it down. Doesn't matter because Denny Ziegler's out of bounds. South ball, 1.8 left in a merciless third quarter. The halftime score was 33-16, folks. You can do the math. Inbounds. Here's Hickman at the buzzer. It's good. Connor Hickman scores to end the third quarter, and the lead of 35 points is the largest of the night. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bloomington South Domination here on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Welcome back to the J.R. Holmes Court, the beginning of the third or fourth quarter, rather. 56-21. The South Panthers are absolutely dominating Terre Haute North. If anybody in the conference is watching tonight and wondering how South would perform against the Terre Haute North, the people said, hey, experience. I've got some guys that can play. Lights out shooting has been the key, Terry Stultz.
Here's the thing. Another thing that's I've never seen this before. South's not shot a free throw tonight, Glass.
That's incredible. Phillip King for three. You tell me what happened. Listen to the crowd. Phillip King has seven. It's an absolute party on the South side. The lead is 38 points. I've never seen anything like this since the last time I was here.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like the Edgewood red and black uniforms. Parker with the rejection. Here come the Panthers to the other end. Jigger, left hand, up in the air. finds Hickman into Parker. Great pass, great finish. The lead is 40. 61-21. And North has no idea what to do or how I would hit them. Parker picks up foul number three. Suggs will go to the line and shoot two. Suggs will be completing his, when this trip is done, his sixth free throw, and Bloomington South has shot how many free throws?
None.
Zero. And they're up 40. The senior, who averages 19 points for Terre Haute North, their leading scorer, makes. He now has nine. The lead is 39. Suggs, averaging 19.2 a game. The team has 22 tonight. He's looking to make it 23. Isaac flies it. Good. 38-point lead. 61. 23. Nothing made up in any of that. And South's JV guys are going to get plenty of time tonight. Noah Jaeger, left-hand layup. It's good. His eighth point, and the lead is back to 40. 63-23. I've got to get out my South roster and remember which JV numbers are wearing on the varsity. Steal by Parker, another turnover. I've given up on the Terre Haute North turnovers. Here's a three-pointer that is off by Connor Hickman, air ball, and Terre Haute North comes back the other way. 6:19 to go. The South lead is 40, 4-0. A jumper is up and no good.
And that's number 20, Braden Eddington, in the game.
He's seen some time over the years. South turns it over. Their lead is 40 with 6:07 to go. And we'll see Caleb Baggett into the game. He's a sophomore for Terre Haute North. So everybody's bench is going to get a workout tonight. Adam Graham is back in the game. Who else did I miss there? Into the lineup for Bloomington South is one of the Bomba boys, I believe. And I will find out which
we'll
one.
Yeah, we'll get him.
Because I have it written down, but I have 50 sheets of paper. It's Will Stockman that's back in the game.
Yeah, he's back.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Here comes Jaeger across half court after another Terre Haute miss. Cross court pass by Graham. Bomba drives in, kicks out. Here's Phillip King for three. It's short, and that'll go out of bounds to Terre Haute North. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. The Panthers 63, the Patriots 23.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that correctly. Another total surprise to us. JR wants us back here every time, though.
I don't blame him. There's another South steal. Jaeger again. This time he's going to be selfish, lays it off the glass and in. Noah Jaeger has 10 points, 65-23. It's the biggest lead of the night. J&S Locksmiths, a proud sponsor of high school athletics. Stop in to see Jimmy and the crew at 508 West 17th Street right here in Bloomington. Tate Cooper off the front rim, no good. A foul. Phillip King is on the back. That's his first foul of the night for the South Panther senior. And the Eye Center of Southern Indiana is truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer. Call 334-1213. Substitution, Anthony Leal is back in. Phillip King will get a rest. The lead is 42, 5 minutes and 10 seconds left to go. And it's going to be a long bus ride back for Terre Haute North as they turn it over again. This time it's Kamen Hayes. Chris Bomba into the front court, left-hand dribble, pulls up from 15 feet, swish.
Good for him. I mean,
it will not stop going in. The lead is 44. I'm giggling because I've never seen so many baskets made at this level on a constant basis. Some of the Terre Haute North fans are packing up their chairs and heading for the exits, and I don't blame them. Here's a jumper from Shelby Sykes. It's no good. Anthony Leal pulls down the board. 4:40 to go. Drive into the lane. Jaeger kicks out for Stockman. Jaeger committed an offensive foul. A little out of control there. That's foul number three. But, Terry, if that's all we're going to talk about tonight, that's all we're going to talk about.
He's going pretty fast there.
Connor Hickman's back into the game. And Keller Heating and Air Conditioning is a proud sponsor of Monroe County Basketball. Find your local factory authorized carrier dealer. Call Keller Heating and Air Conditioning today. 332-1161. Terre Haute North looking for any moral victory here. Trying
nice
to get
up and
somebody
under by five.
Going. Shelby Sykes picks up his first two of the game, 67-25. The lead is 42. North gets on a bus tomorrow and heads to Evansville. South will host Bloomfield here. Is that Tuesday night, Terry, for the Panthers?
I believe you're right.
Before their holiday tournament, as Anthony Leal misses a layup in the lane. Offensive rebound, Adam Graham. He kicks it out and gets it back in the post. Here's Leal for three. Go ahead. Why not? 70-25. The lead is 45. Anthony Leal picks up his 13th point in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. J.R. Holmes Court, the home of the 2009 and 2011 state champions. The purple and white of Bloomington South look like state champions tonight, Terry.
Holy moly. I mean,
it's 70-25. We're out of adjectives. How does Mike Emmerich do it?
I don't know. I mean, we did it in the first game of the year. I think we did it on adrenaline.
Three-pointer for North.
By Sean Harpenny.
No, no, that's Caleb Baggett, number 10.
Who fired it was that 30 one. That fired it, I thought.
No, it was 10. I'll bet you a dollar.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right, now I only owe you four. Across the timeline is Joey Bamba. He finds Hickman, looks inside. Hickman turns it over. He was looking for Bruce Fern. The post has come into the game. North to their end. Pull-up jumper. There's 23 for North. No good. 44 is on the back, but we're going to stay here instead. The jumper was missed by Jan Tomaszewski.
Yeah.
Connor Hickman picks up the foul, his first. Shelby Sykes will go to the line and shoot two for North. He has 2 points tonight, two of the 25. That's all. 3:07 to go. Is that really 45? 70-25. Eyes it, flies it, and sums up North's night. No good. It was a 1-1, and he missed. The rebound.
Stockman.
Will Stockman. Good job
his
there.
Second. His second of the night.
Doing a nice job. Knocked down a three in the first half as well. And here come the Panthers moving the basketball. Top of the key to Stockman. Dribbles with the left hand, drives, spins, looks for help, gets his buddy Hickman. Pull up 15-footer. In and out. Hickman with the rebound, or Stockman with the rebound, and he'll shoot two. Are those going to be the first free throw attempts for Bloomington South tonight? 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, up 45.
It will.
And these will be the first two free throw attempts. Eyes it, flies it, and of course makes it, because everything goes in tonight. Hilliard Lions, located at 202 South College in Bloomington. Visit them at Hilliard.com. Hilliard Lions, investment counseling to grow. Protect and manage well since 1854. Stockman makes them both. He has 5 points. The lead is 47.
Panthers were shooting 657 after the third quarter break.
Add a turnover to the North Patriots.
I did.
2:30 to go in what has been an absolutely dominant performance.
The old-fashioned wood shedding.
The Edgewood Mustangs took it in week one.
Yeah.
Decatur Central took it last Saturday. And now you can add Terre Haute North, the Patriots, that had just, again, Terre Haute North had one more shot than South in the first half and trailed by 17 at halftime. That's how ruthlessly efficient South has been. Stockman falls out of bounds and turns it over. It's North basketball, 2:14 to go. Speaking of North and South, we'll have that for you January 5th, the Battle of the City. Where is that game this year?
It will be at Bloomington North this
and a
year.
Huge win for the North Cougar girls last night.
Yeah.
As they win at the buzzer, beat South 41-40. Here's a two-point jumper that is off the rim, no good, from Earl McClendon. Good job, Baggett, fighting underneath and scores. That's Caleb Baggett. Add two to his ledger. 72-27. I don't know what's more impressive, Terry, the 27 against or the 72 scored with ruthless efficiency. Into Bloomington South's lineup. Joey Bamba and Jake Johnson enter the lineup. JV Stalwarts getting rewarded with some time tonight. James Bamba finds Bruce Fur. Joey to his brother James. Now Jake Johnson, wearing four for the junior varsity, or for the varsity, has it stripped, picks it back up, penetrates, gives
nice.
It off to Parker for his 6 point of the night. 74-27, just under 90 seconds to go, and Jan Tomaszewski knocks down a three. to make it 30 points.
You know those
30th point comes in the 20 or the 31st minute.
You know those Euros can shoot.
They can.
He did.
Like Dutliff Shrimp out there.
Yeah.
Here's Jake Johnson, top of the key, finds James Bamba. Hands off. Fakes the handoff to brother Joey. Now it's Ryan Parker, top of the key. Swung around.
Give it to him.
To Joey. Looking in the post.
Bruce Fur was wide open underneath.
The look of longing in his eyes.
Yes, there was.
The point guard did not.
I think JR told him not to shoot anymore.
That might be the case. Here's Johnson. Tries to make an entry pass, and a poor one it is, and it's out of bounds.
Didn't tell him to throw it out of bounds for their eighth turnover.
He did not. The lead is 44. It is not the biggest lead of the night. 40 long seconds for Terre Haute North. They have their entire second unit in. Tomaszewski drives, hands it off to Earl McClendon. His layup is no good. Tough for McClendon. He got good position. Tomaszewski did what he needed to do. And with 23 seconds left and counting, the South Panthers will have tomorrow night off. They'll have a great film session, I would guess, just after breakfast tomorrow. And if they keep shooting the basketball like this, they're going to be a tough out no matter what gym they're playing in, especially this one, Terry.
Edgewood down three with 54 seconds at 58-55. Courtesy of Jeremy Price.
And we'll get you all the final scores and all the stats and everything else in our post-game show, which will come up next. Your final score from the J.R. Holmes court, the Bloomington South Panthers 74, the Terre Haute North Patriots 30. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with final thoughts and final stats. You're listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL Radio and WGCLRadio.com. People's State Bank is a proud sponsor of high school basketball here on WGCL Radio. They're a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. Smithville Security has new low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. For a safe and efficient home or office, schedule a free on-site assessment. Call Smithville 812-876-2211. Back here at the J.R. Holmes Court, Bloomington South High School. The baskets are lit red with zeros on the clock and the scoreboard and Terry Stoltz's pen smoking hot, just like the South Panthers tonight. Our final score, 74-30, and we'll tell you all about it. And our postgame show is brought to us by Black Lumber. They're at 1710 South Henderson. They have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Count on Black Lumber. And Terry, the Panthers started the night shooting the lights out. They finished the half shooting the lights out. They continued to fire away at will with a little bit of missing in the third quarter.
Yeah, finally.
And then in the fourth quarter, when all the starters basically were out of the game and the JV kids got some well-deserved run, it didn't matter. The performance from the purple and white was first class tonight. 74-30 is our final score. Let me tell you about how things got started tonight, because it really, there was nothing that you saw in the first 3 or 4 minutes that said this is going to continue for the next 29. North came out and played decently, but South trailed, or they had the first 2 points of the game. It was 2-1. South goes on a 9-0 run. Terre Haute North tries to get a timeout to calm everything down. Not much of that worked, as South took a first quarter lead of 17-6 with help from that 9-0 run. In quarter number two, it was much better from the Patriots, as they found 10 points, but South didn't miss a shot in quarter number two, so they lost ground 16-10. That made it 33-16 at halftime, a 17-point lead. That wasn't even South's biggest lead of the half. They led 29-10 in the second quarter. That was the biggest lead of half number one. Out of halftime, the purple and white actually missed a couple threes and missed a couple layups.
Yes.
But all they did in the third quarter was take their 16-point lead and take it up to 35 points. It was 56-21 at the end of three quarters,
They were
Terry.
10 of 19. They were just barely over 50% in the third quarter, and then come back in the fourth with 7 for 11 with mostly people off the bench.
You know, and that's 18-9 there. The lead was as many as 47 at 72-25. It was like a video game for a while, and the final score, 74-30. We're going to let Terry's pen cool off. We'll let him grab a sip of water. And after this quick timeout, we'll be back with those final stats. You're listening to South Panther Basketball, victorious South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Welcome back to the J.R. Holmes Court. The final score, the South Panthers 74, the Terre Haute North Patriots 30. The postgame show is brought to you by Advance Auto Care. See Andy and the Jazz for Ring Manufactured Engine or Transmission Installation Experts at Advance Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Call 812-330-1620. And with a look at our final stats is my wingman, Terry Stultz.
Thank you, Glass. Well, South Panthers finished tonight 32 of 49 from the field for 653 shooting percentage. 8 of 15 from three range, for it's a little bit over 500, obviously. Only shot two free throws, and of course they hit them both because they hit everything else they shot tonight. Easily controlled the boards. Leading the Panthers with 19 points was Chance Coyle. He was 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from three ball, and 8 rebounds. Chance just had an outstanding game. 13 points for Anthony Leal. He kept up his consistency. He had three rebounds, and, you know, he didn't shoot quite as well tonight. The kid's just active, and I like it. He didn't get off to the greatest start. He only had 5 at the half, got 5 in the and then 8 in the second half. So I like the way he played. 10 for Jonah Jaeger, who only missed one shot. He was 5 of 6 from the field and had 3 rebounds. 7 points for Phil King off the bench and 6 rebounds for Phillip. As soon as he came in, he grabbed one. Also, 6 points for Adam Graham with 4 rebounds. 6 points for and a couple rebounds for Ryan Parker. 5 points for Wilson off the bench. And 4 for freshman Connor Hickman. Joey Bamba, Bruce Furr, James Bamba, and Jake Johnson all got in late and did not score. Terre Haute South, 11 for 41, 27%. That's all you got to say, 4 of 15. I've never seen a team shoot as bad as that. Now, provided South does play good defense.
They missed at least a half dozen layups. They had chances at the rim that the ball would not go in. It was just simply not their night, and it was South's night because South made it their night.
They did, and the three-ball shooters, Tate Cooper and Kamen Hayes, were guarded. All their threes were contested. I can only think of maybe 2 times where they each had an open shot, and that's probably the 2 times they knocked them down. It's just unbelievable. The clinic is the best word, 74-30.
If you don't shoot the basketball very well, which Terre Haute North does not from distance, making layups when you're down 16, 18 points is not going to get you back into the game. Terre Haute North did not have the weapons to shoot themselves back into it, and Bloomington South have the weapons to continue making them. When we come back, Terry will present our IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Player of the Game. We'll do final scores as well. We'll take one final break. You're listening to Bloomington South Panther Basketball, victorious basketball on WGCL Radio and WGCLradio.com. South Central Oral Surgery Center, they'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at indianaoralsurgery.com. We also thank Jim Stafford, RE/MAX Acclaimed Properties. Whether you're buying or selling your home, it's nice to know you have a knowledgeable resource in Jim Stafford of RE/MAX Acclaimed Properties. So work hard to earn your trust. Call him. Jim Stafford, 812-325-4453. We're back with the post-game show for one final time here at Bloomington South. 74-30 says the scoreboard, and it wasn't that close.
No, not at all.
Bloomington South, an absolutely dominant performance. And now we have a hard job to do. We need to pick the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Player of the Game. Let the sports professionals at IU Health and Rehabilitation Sports Medicine Center make athletes stronger, better, and faster. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. Plenty of choices to choose from tonight for the purple and the white. I have mine written down. I want to see if you match me up. Terry Stultz, the player of the game from IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine is?
I'm going to go with Chance Coyle.
We did not match.
Okay.
But that is not a bad chance at all.
I had three.
Well, you could have picked a lot
three.
Of them tonight.
I mean, there's a lot of guys.
I was going point guard tonight. Noah Jaeger played great. Yeah. He's highly efficient when he plays. He's just a sophomore. But on the night, Chance Coyle is honored after scoring his 1,000th career point with a commemorative ball before the game started. He pitches in 19. So I'm not going to argue with
him. No, I had him. I had Noah as my second. And even Phil King as a wild card on his first game with 7 points and six boards. But Chance Coyle, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 for 6 from long range, 8 rebounds. He's our player of the game.
Outstanding, and he well-earned as well. And
yes.
Plenty to pick from. That's our IU Health Rehabilitation Sports Medicine player of the game. There are three ways you can hear high school sports on WGCL, on air, online, or on demand. Listen at News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370, online at WGCLradio.com. And don't go anywhere after the game. Why? Because the coach, Bob Lovell, will be joining us for Indiana Sports Talk. We'll give you all the scores from around the state, including high school, college, everything else that's going on for the big weekend. And I think we thank our friends at Smithville for providing all of our internet and .com stuff there. Terry, one final check of scores here on a busy Friday night.
All right. Over at Indian Creek, tough loss for Edgewood, 63-55. We did not get a final from Southport. Bloomington North was down 23 at the end of the third. And unfortunately, the Pacers suffered their second straight home court loss, 104-98 to the Detroit Pistons tonight.
Our live online streaming of Monroe County Sports is made possible by our friends at Smithville and the JV final from tonight as well, since I have that right in front of me. The South Panthers 49, the Terre Haute North Patriots 38. And that score was, that game was much, much tighter. South made a bunch of free throws late, and Terre Haute North, just like in the varsity game, couldn't score later in the game. You have an update from,
yeah.
We want to hear
courtesy
it?
Courtesy of Logan Robertson.
Good job, Logan. Thank you, buddy.
70-45 final.
Tough one
Southport
there.
Southport and a tough one over Bloomington North.
And we'll be back in action with you next Friday night as Terry and John Callahan will head to the Mustang Corral. The Sullivan Arrows are in town for Western Indiana Conference action. We'll have Chalk Talk starting at 7 o'clock-ish and the tip right around that as well. For Terry Stoltz and our producer Alex Lester, high atop One City Center, I'm Mike Glascott. The final score once again, the South Panthers 74, the Terre Haute North Patriots 30. You've been listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL Radio and WGCLRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to coverage of IHSAA action. This game was brought to you by Smithville, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford REMAX Acclaim Properties, People's State Bank, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, JNS Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Brinegar Eye Care, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Hilliard Lions. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk FM 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.